Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Ross. Hi, Mandy.
Hello.
Who is probably lost in the switchboard area, so.
Yes, yes, of course, you know, it's not a show without technical difficulties.
It's already hung up on us, so hopefully it got it out of its system.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a really exciting show lined up for today. We are going to have Gina Showalter, USA Today bestselling author and also New York Times bestselling author. She is disgustingly beautiful, young, talented, and successful. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to hate her or propose marriage. I'm kidding. Gina, don't hang up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to her. She's a lot of fun. She seems like she has a really great sense of humor in that, too. She does a lot of fun things and an author talk program that is just a hoot. If anyone's ever caught any of these videos that she and her friend Jill Monroe do, they're just absolutely hilarious. They obviously have really good sense of the humor in that. So we're excited to have her on, too. Plus, you know, she's a great writer. So.
And see, she does paranormals and contemporary romances.
Yes.
Some young adult novels and urban fantasy. So she's, like the rest of us, just kind of genre hopping all over the board, which is wonderful because it keeps, you know, fresh and entertaining.
Right.
And she also has novels that have appeared in Cosmopolitan Magazine, MTV, 17 Magazine, and they have been translated into French, Italian, and Korean. So very successful. And,
yes.
You know, we're so happy for her. It's great.
We should throw rocks at her when she comes in.
Yeah, so I said, I don't know if I should hate her or just propose. Oh, wait, I'm already married. Damn.
Darn
I'm
it.
Kidding, Gina.
I think she is, too. Darn it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but we're really excited about it. So did you have anything before Gina called in? Did you have anything exciting happen this week? Or?
You know, it has been a fairly tame week. Nobody wants to hear about my trials painting the house we're trying to sell, so.
Well,
and then we covered in paint.
I will share that, okay, if anyone's ever seen that Practical Magic movie where the one sister has major phone tree envy, where she can't seem to get on the PTA, you know, and get on the phone tree to be called and events of things going on and to help with the classroom and that, I have had that kind of envy, you know, the outside looking in. So finally, I'm called to do something and participate in my child's classroom, finally, after all these years, right? What happens? The stomach flu attack. So I'm like, great, of course, right? And my middle son, who this was, he begs me to go in, begs me. And, I mean, I'm feeling horrible. It's the second of, like, a three-day thing. I don't want to go in. I don't want to deal with it. Of course, you know, he brought it home from there, so I'm just taking it back in, if you know what I mean. I go in anyways. I get there. He won't even look at me. Won't make eye contact, won't anything. I show up for 3 hours of my life to dedicate it to someone who won't even acknowledge my existence.
But he knew you were there.
Right, right.
Because, well, moms just aren't cool.
Yeah, well, he did think
it
was cool
but
that, you know,
you're
I got
not,
to be.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you're cool. Yeah, and Michelle's cool. But I got to be a judge for the Invention Convention, which it was really neat. I mean, there's a bunch of second graders. They did a fabulous job in that. But, yeah, my own wouldn't speak to me. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell anyone else either. They were asking. Other little kids were leaning in going, whose mom is that? And he's just like, no idea.
No clue, stranger to me.
Yeah,
wait,
maybe we should alert someone.
Were you wearing the all black and skulls again?
I did not. I showed up in a pair of jeans. And
he probably didn't
black,
recognize you as his mother.
I showed up in like a black, like long, probably sleeved shirt thing, sort of. I guess it's semi-witch like. It was the most normal thing I had available.
Yeah, he probably did not recognize you.
Yeah, that's
true.
He was
like, well, it kind of looks like somebody I know.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, I had to share that with you because, of course, I finally get on the calling tree. And then what happens? I'm sick and my child refuses to acknowledge my existence after he begged me before we left. But today I'm excited because we're going to make a halfway to Halloween cake. Yeah, I'm very excited
about
that.
Every Halloween I want to make that spider cake where you cut into it and it, like,
yes,
oozes green stuff.
Yes.
I've never done it, and every year I look at the recipe. I'm really hoping that somebody will just take pity on me and do it for me and then let me cut into it? Because that's really the only part I want.
I've decided I'm going to do the bat with the red velvet interior, because you cut into it, then it's like, you know, bleeding. I think that would be great.
It's like still magnolias in the arm.
They're dislocated.
Into this sucker.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, so we're going to celebrate halfway to Halloween today. It's going to be a great big party here, so I'm excited about that. And I have, like, the whole Halloween-themed cake.
You're
and
just
all my
inventing
little...
new holidays, aren't you?
Well, see, and you know what?
But
Halloween
like
is my favorite.
One.
So if we could celebrate that monthly, that would be phenomenal.
3/4 to Halloween day.
Yeah.
3 months to Halloween
think...
day. 297
yeah.
days. Oh, we is this Gina?
Yes. Yes, we got our sound effects working this week. So we're going to go with a really low budget 10-cent sound effect. Yes. Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. Gina?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Did you like our really low-budget intro for you? Did you like that?
I didn't think low-budget once. I thought
really?
Fabulous.
You thought at least a buck, didn't you? You did.
Well, you didn't run away, so that's good.
Now, for anyone living under a rock out there and they don't know who you are, can you tell them a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
Well, I'm Gina Showalter, and I write paranormal romance, contemporary romance, an alien huntress series, and young adult books.
She said that without taking a breath.
I like to dabble in all the genres.
Now, you just had a release come out, correct?
Yes, yes.
And it was called The Darkest Night?
Yes, the first in my Lords of the Underworld series.
Okay, I'm only about a quarter of a way through, and I have to know something. Does Torin live?
Torn, yes, he does. One day he will have his own book.
Yes.
I was going to say, don't be giving spoilers away. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh,
I'm
in the middle
of The Nymph King.
Yes.
Oh, The Nymph
no, that's
King,
okay.
Yeah. The last Atlantis book that came out.
Yes. Yes. You know, and you have been blessed with some of the sexiest covers ever.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have to agree. I've just been amazed by as the covers come in. They seem to just get better and better.
Well, I really like this dark tone these new ones took. This, and you're also having back-to-back releases, correct? There's three
coming
out.
Yeah, yeah. May is The Darkest Night, June is The Darkest Kiss, and July is The Darkest Pleasure.
Okay, and The Darkest Kiss is about which?
The Darkest Kiss is about Lucian. He
okay.
is possessed by death.
Oh. See, now does anyone else just get warm and fuzzy, or was it just me?
I know. I love the thought of him having to escort souls to the hereafter, whether it be heaven or hell.
I got excited about Torin because he can't, you know, he's got disease, so he can't touch people.
Yes.
I am
yes.
not a cuddler, so that is the perfect.
So that really did it? Oh, yeah. Now, when he first came on the scene, I fell in love with Torin. But I
mm-hmm.
think of all the warriors, his is going to be the most difficult story to write.
Really?
And I want to get it right. I think he deserves the best happily ever after I can give him. And I don't want to cheat and say, oh, well, here's a woman who you can touch, and it won't cause a disease.
Right.
I really want to make myself work for it and not cut corners.
Well, you can give him Typhoid Mandy. You can totally name her that. I'm fine with it.
I will absolutely consider that.
Mandy's not going to stop until she gets herself into every book.
I do. I try with everyone who comes on. I'm like, come on, you can do it. Name her Mandy. But no, and then also you have The Darkest Pleasure, and this is whose story then?
That is Ray's story, and he is possessed by pain. So he is forbidden to know pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess pain is his pleasure. That makes more sense.
That works for me, too.
Yes.
Now,
can
where
you
did
just...
the idea for this series come from?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I had just finished writing three lighter books, Playing with Fire and The Nymph King, like you're reading, and Catch a Mate. And I knew I needed to write either the sequel to Playing with Fire or the next Atlantis book, which would have been the Vampire King story. But neither of those stories would come to me, so I had this entire list of other ideas I've been playing with, and one involved Pandora's Box, one involved cursed immortals who live together in an exotic location, and the other involved the Grim Reaper, which is death. But on their own, none of them really seemed big enough, so I started to combine them, and that's when the magic really started to happen. You know, I played the what-if game with myself.
Right.
So what if the immortal warriors... what if it was the immortal warriors who opened Pandora's box, releasing the demons trapped inside? And what if the gods punished them, and that's why they're cursed? And what if they now house those demons inside themselves, and it won't be an easy partnership, so they'll have to move to Greece, Rome, Budapest? There you go.
So know, it actually, your first book opens with, you know, is it Maddox, right?
Yes.
Sort of like struggling a little, and he's internalizing a little about the whole Pandora situation and the releasing of the demons and that. So, I mean, it's a great hook in. It's very dark to start with, and it is definitely different than the last ones that you had just come out with that were definitely a little bit lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, I did take a darker turn.
I've been
the dark side.
I am dying to know how you evolved from, like, The Stone Prince, which is definitely a bit lighter in that, and you've kind of, like, gotten darker and darker and darker.
Well,
which
you know,
we love, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was never a conscious thing. It was just every time I sat down to write a book, I just wrote, I started with the germ of an idea, and the characters just kind of led me to where they wanted to go, and they've just taken me down these darker roads, but it was never purposely done.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't give you an exact, this is why.
Well, darn it. No, okay, we should stop and give the number. If anyone's interested in calling in to talk to Gina, it's 646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. That's a New York number, so long-distance charges do apply. You can also go to ravenhappyhour.com, follow the links for Blog Talk Radio, and you will end up at a chat room. All right, yes, we need that on loop. We say that every week. Oh, goodness. Okay, Michelle, your turn. Sorry, I need a breather.
Well, Mandy, will also be checking the email today, like how I volunteered you. And you can email us questions directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com as well.
Yes. And we've already had some come in. I'll start with the first one, which, of course, I misplaced. I am so on the mark.
Oh, we actually mentioned the contest we're doing.
Oh, yeah. See, we're very organized. Do you like this? Yeah, we're so
organized. Well, I'm the most disorganized person in the world, so I'm loving it. Yeah, we just jump around. It doesn't matter. You can change the subject as many times as you want.
Awesome.
You can call in and talk to Gina live today or chat live with questions or give her a shout-out just to say hi. And you will be entered to win a paperback copy of The Darkest Night, and we will be mailing out that copy for her.
Yes.
And
yeah, we're going to mail it to you directly from Amazon. So, yeah, when you do, you know, let us know. We are going to need your snail mail, Addie, when it comes to it, though. So.
Yeah. And you can also, if you're listening to the archived version of the show, we'll let the contest go on for a week because we know some of you are at work or keep different hours than us. You can email directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com and just tell us what book you loved of Gina's or what book looks most interesting to you. And we will enter you into that contest. And if you win, we will ask for your snail mail, Addie, and we will mail you that book from Amazon.
I'm loving the sound of the contest.
Unfortunately, you don't get to enter because you're biased.
Oh, man, because I have some good answers. I bet you know how it ends, though.
Yeah, we definitely will keep you posted on who wins and that. Now, I want to get to this one that came in earlier in the week, and they want to know, what made you decide to write books for young adults?
Well, a friend of mine, Diana Peterfriend, had sold a book, The Secret, I'm drawing a complete blank. I am so nervous, and this is what happens. I get nervous, and I forget even my own name. Secret
we are complete
Girl.
Utter morons here. There's no need to be nervous.
Yeah. Well, she had just sold Secret Society Girl, and I was reading the blurb for that, and I says, I fell so in love with the idea and the thought of visiting these younger characters. And so I began to play with ideas of my own with younger characters, and I called my editor at Pocket, and we kind of talked it out about what I could do, what route I should take, and that's where the idea for Oh My Goth was born.
Mm-hmm. And so this has Jade in it, right?
This has what?
Jade? Is it Jade?
Yes, Jade. Blade.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I almost got them confused. My son actually reads those. He got hooked on those for me because I had picked them up by recommendation from Stacey Burton and Melanie Blazer said, you've got to pick these up. So I did, and then I said, well, here, these are your adult. Go ahead and read them. And he has not given them back yet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, but if anyone asks, he will not own up to it because he's convinced they were marketed for girls.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But he won't own it. Yeah.
That is so
my
cute.
Mom's
I love that.
He left it in my room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, but he was giving me the thing. I told him that you were going to be on the show, and, of course, he's at school today. And he was giving me, you know, the quick version of it. And I swear, you know, Jade came up in it. And I'm like, well, which one is that? And he's trying to explain it to me. And he's like, Mom, I've already told you 3 times. Apparently I'm a very simple person, darling. Say it again.
Yes. Break it down for me like I'm 5.
Yeah, exactly. So will there be more in the series?
Not right now. There aren't any in the works, but I have written two other young adult books, and they're part of the Alien Huntress series.
Okay.
But I do have plans to write some more young adult books, but it will be a totally different venture from the other three.
Mm-hmm.
So featuring more superhero-type kids.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Published with MTV Books, right?
No. This will actually be with Harlequin.
Harlequin. Oh. But the Oh My Goth was that MTV Books?
Yes, Oh My Goth was with MTV, and so were Red Handed and Blacklisted.
Right. And those are the Morganville?
No, the Alien Huntress.
Oh, see, I'm going to get yelled at when he gets home and listens to this later. He's going to be like, I've said it how many times, Mom? Seriously.
I wrote it down for you. I drew you charts.
Yeah, you and Darren Shan, who I don't know who that author is either, but you two are like one of his favorites. So.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Thank you.
So you've definitely made an impact, even on the males. So.
Excellent.
Now, as a writer, how do you differ your approach to writing like romance for adults and then a young adult book?
Well, I realize that I'm coming from a completely different viewpoint when I write a teenager. It's almost like a first awakening. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they want to be. Well, sometimes they do. I shouldn't say always. But and I know to tone down the tension that sexually, I should say, because there's a lot of tension in school with friends and frenemies and enemies. So I have to keep in mind where I'm coming from, who my audience is, and really put boundaries and not step over them.
Right. And it's difficult because kids are so different than I know when we were children, you know.
Yes,
there's so much more they've already been exposed to. Yeah.
I think my tendency with kids is to dumb it down for them. And so young adult would be very hard for me because I'd be like, you're just a kid. You can't know about death. You can't know about...
Oh, they are so smart, and they are so on top of things. It is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Michelle would do a picture book in the end. It would be terrible.
I would. I tried to write one, and then I just found myself going, but they're innocent little children. I can't expose them to that. And I would be the worst young adult writer ever. Nobody would want to read it. You know, it'd be cute and fluffy bunnies.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I really admire that you can do both. I really do.
Being excited about you really diving into this deeper, darker area, because I have a soft spot for dark books. Everyone I know who knows me is shocked now. Yes, I hear you in the background mocking me wherever you're sitting and listening. But seriously, though, I'm really excited about it. And I kind of want to know a little bit about your creating of the mythology behind it, and you're taking and borrowing and blending together in that, and how that came about.
Well,
it seems like there's a lot of myth into this one, which is
there really,
really
is. Yeah, I had to take the myth of Pandora and kind of twist it to fit my needs. So I said that the gods entrusted Pandora, who I made the greatest warrior of her time, rather than just a curious female, to guard the box. And then I said that a group of immortals, her peers, fought and won it. They opened it, unleashed those demons. And that's why the gods punished them, to kind of host those demons inside themselves. So the warriors become the box. But, you know, someone had once told me that there are no new ideas, only twists on old ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So for Maddox's story, I kind of took Prometheus, who is chained to a rock where his liver is eaten every night by a vulture, only to regenerate to be eaten again. So in Darkest Night, I have Maddox killed every night, and he awakens the next morning knowing he has to die again. So I just took the idea of something fatal being done to a man over and over again and twisted it so that only the core idea was similar.
Now, I cannot help but think about the author talk thing I watched this morning with you and Joe Monroe.
Yes.
Who I know are good friends in, you know, in life as well. And you were doing the man-hater. Gina, do you hate men? You were discussing everything you've done to the characters. I just sat there laughing, thinking, wow, you know, what freedom to do this over and over.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love author talk. And, you know, I'd love to take full credit for it, but it's actually Jill Monroe's creative baby.
See, that was one of the other reader questions was, let me find it here. Let's see. Sorry, I'm so organized. Love it. I love it, yeah. Who came up with the idea for author talk? And
yeah, it was It was Jill, for sure. I had just endured this terrible interview where it was clear that the interviewer knew nothing about me, hadn't read me, anything like that. And so I told Jill about it, and she has the unique ability to take any negative and make it into a positive. And so she said, we have to spoof this. So we wrote a script for Author Talk, and that's the first one that we filmed, the one with me.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of exploded from there.
I'm thinking about it. Everyone out there, you need to can you give them the web address where they can find
you? Yes.
Seriously, Author Talk is hilarious.
It's www.authortalk.tv.
Okay. And these are done with Jill Monroe. She's also an author.
Yes,
and she writes for Harlequin as well.
Yes. Yes, she's the interviewer, and I am now the special correspondent on the scene. And we've done bestsellers like Cressley Cole, PC Cast, Rachel Vincent, and we just did C.J. Lyons. We're about to do we've got Silvermore that we're about to do, which I can't tell you because we keep them a secret until they launch.
Yes.
But some really, really fun people.
Hey, people, I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face and talking because I'm thinking of Gina's interpretive dance.
Oh, yes, in the Cressley video.
Yes, that was probably, I don't think I breathed for a couple minutes there. I was snorting.
Well, with that, you know, I was so surprised that we were able to get any scenes from that dance because I was laughing so hard while I was doing it. So
oh
I'm going to have to go watch that one. It's very hard not to click on the Cressley Cole video right now.
It is.
I've gotten more comments about that interpretive dance than I think I've ever gotten comments about my books, about any of the Author Talk videos. I get calls from family.
I swear the book dropped, and I was like, no, she didn't. Yes.
Okay, when I first watched that after Jill had finished editing it, even I gasped, and I knew it was coming.
Oh, look it, we digress. I can't even breathe now.
Did you have moments of, oh my goodness, what did I do?
The first time I watched that, before it had actually been placed on the web, I had gasped when I saw the book drop. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, I cannot let people watch this.
You know, as soon as I saw it, I thought, there's a woman that no matter how much success she's achieved, she is still real and fun in life.
Yeah, it was after that initial panic, and it's basically the same panic Jill and I had after we had filmed that first one with me. We
right.
watched it, and she called me, and we were both like, is this career suicide? Have we just made the biggest mistake of our lives? And so we were talking ourselves out of it, and then it's like, no, you know what, let's just do it, let's post it, it'll be okay, it'll be
yeah.
okay. And then
I wanna
we
know.
Posted it, and we wanted to throw up blood.
How do you two keep the deadpan, like, serious expressions going during this? Like, and
well,
Jill does that voice when she does it, like, she raises
She is magic, and, you know, we rarely have to refilm her. She nails it. With me, we have to stop, refilm, all the, oh, can I redo that? Cut. I have to do a million takes before I get mine right, but she nails it. She is just magic.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know how she does it.
See, we have another one here, and this is anonymous, I'm supposed to tell you, and that's in quotes. Okay, don't you desperately want to interview the executive editor of Samhain Publishing for Author Talk?
We are interested in interviewing editors because we do have some fun questions we'd like to ask them. So that's all definitely a possibility.
Okay, Angela, you hear that? I'm sorry, anonymous.
I wonder who that could have been.
Oh,
perhaps
such a
the executive
great.
Editor for Samhain Publishing.
I wonder.
J.C. Burton wants
oh,
to know.
Oh, I adore. I absolutely love J.C. Burton.
She wants to know how it is you can have cold cream all over your face and still look good.
First, I love you, J.C. Let me just say that. Second, I'll pay you $20 for that. No, don't quote me on that. Cut.
And I'm supposed to use the Author Talk voice, which I cannot do, to go, J.C. hates you because you're just so gorgeous. And I'm just
you're
no good
have
at pulling
a new fan
voice.
Club, Gina.
Oh, I love it.
Gina,
I love
because she's gorgeous fan club.
Well, when Jill said we're going to do Author Talk on the phone, and she goes, I'm going to be in my jammies, I'm going to have a towel in my head, and in my mind I'm thinking, how can I outdo her? Because that's my character's, that's what my character Gina Showalter lives for, more camera time to outdo Jill. So that's where the idea for the face cream was born.
Now, how long have you two been friends?
We've been friends a while, a long time. I can't pinpoint it exactly, but I had joined at the Oklahoma Romance Writers of America, and she was already a member. And we didn't hit it off right away, not that we were enemies or anything like that. We just didn't talk. We didn't hang around with the same people. And then she coordinated a contest for the Oklahoma Romance Writers, and I was one of the her helpers. So I went over to her house to kind of put the paperwork together, and we just started talking. And from that moment on, it was just like, oh, my God, we're connected. I love you. We've never been separated since.
Yeah, I tried to put a hit on Michelle our first time together, and, well, it didn't pan out quite right, so it was befriend her or go to prison. That was my choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm happy with the way it worked out.
Now, I should give the listener call-in number again. It is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges could apply. You're welcome to call in. Just say a quick hi and hang up if you're nervous, or you can ask Dina a question. Again, that number is 646-595-3998, or you can chat live with us in the chat room at just follow the breadcrumbs from ravenhappyhour.com and you'll get there, or you can email questions directly to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Perfect.
Mandy, I think, just likes making you do that weekly.
I do. I find it amusing.
She keeps, like, dangling the shiny object of, we'll pre-record it for you, I swear.
Yeah, I lie every week. It's that good. It's the power. And also, we're states away, so I'm not too nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't drive.
Yeah, I'm only 5 minutes away from Jill.
Oh, look out. Yeah.
That's perfect.
You know, I'm pretty sure the world would implode if Michelle and I lived too close together.
Well, I love being so close to Jill because I can drive to her house and I can still, like, porch mats, welcome mats that she places on her porch. And any gnomes that might
yes,
make an appearance.
The gnomes. I love the photoshopping
gnomes.
You two do to each other in pictures.
Yes. Oh, we have so much fun with that. Sometimes
you guys are getting really good, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that is courtesy of our friend Kelly McBride. She is a Photoshop master, and when we can't do it ourselves, when it's too complicated, she takes over. She amazes me with what she can do.
I'm waiting for Michelle. I keep interrupting. I feel bad. Go ahead, Michelle.
No, I'm thinking of all the things I would do to you in Photoshop.
Well, I love the one of Gina and the supermodel guy, the Marcus.
Oh, yes, Kelly did that for me. And I think it was 2 years ago, printed that out and sent it as my Christmas card.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you have to have the greatest sport for a husband.
He is wonderful, yes. Yeah, a lot of times he'll just roll his eyes, but even when he does that, he's smiling.
Yeah, he takes you in stride, which is great.
He does, yes.
And he gets double dose when Joe comes over, right?
Yes, he does. Yeah, I believe he refers to us as cackling hens.
I love it. Now, okay, well, I want to hop back into this, and I want to know, with the Lords of the Underworld, what you have planned in terms of the characters in that.
Well, Maddox is the keeper of violence, and I try to stay true to his character and show how fierce his struggle is with that demon, and how sometimes he doesn't win that struggle and the demon overtakes him. And his heroine, Ashlyn, is able to stand in one location and hear every conversation that's ever taken place there, no matter the language. And then Lucian, the hero of the Darkest Kiss, is the keeper of death, and he's been ordered to escort the goddess of Anarchy's soul to the hereafter. And the tempestuous and fun-loving Anya views his attempts as a game, which I love. She's one of my favorite characters. And then Ray's the hero of the Darkest Pleasure, is the keeper of pain, and so he's forced to self-torture to survive. And Danica, his heroine, is being chased by his best friend, the Demon of Wrath, for reasons that the warriors don't yet know. But, man, writing Ray's story was the hardest thing I've ever done. I had to really tap into an emotional well that I didn't even know I possessed.
Oh, see, now I'm excited. Now we're going to have to find blackmail on her so we get to her early. So, Michelle, that is your job right now. Do digging.
Blackmail?
Yep.
None.
Blackmail on Gina. Yep.
I got a picture of you eating pizza. I'm not very good at this. Leave me alone.
No, she's not very good at the blackmail.
Well, no blackmail needed. I will definitely try to get you guys ARV.
Oh, look at that. Just some plain old good ass kiss and a little
good.
I have connections.
What's that?
I have connections, so.
Excellent. Now, do you, okay, you did say that, you know, she's one of your favorite characters. The one
oh,
in the
yes.
Book, or the second book it is.
Yes.
Do you have any others that really stick out to you in the series, or any of your books, actually?
I definitely love Belle from Playing with Fire. I love her sarcastic wit. I think it's a little bit of a mirror of mine. Maybe that's why I like her so much.
Now, is that
she reminds me
well?
Of me.
Is that one young adult as well?
No, that one's adult. It's
okay.
Playing with Fire. It's about a woman who acquires superpowers unexpectedly. She has power over the four elements, earth, wind, fire, and water.
Okay, now I actually own all of your books, but
uh-huh.
I have not read all of them yet.
Excellent. Well, I just fell in love with you.
I even bought a set for my mom. I think it was The Stone Prince and Hearts of
Heart Ananas? Of the Dragon.
Head of the Dragon, yeah, and then Jewel of Ananas, I think.
Some of my first books.
Yeah, I bought those for her because she was sort of just kind of getting into the paranormal, but, you know, didn't want to take it to the depth that her poor daughter writes at. And so I was like, Mommy, these are such good introductions for you in the world of paranormal. And then, unfortunately, I never got them back, so I had to buy myself new copies. Which was really, yeah, that was brilliant on my part. Now I'm like, Mom, you want to read them? You have to come over and sit where I can see you.
I like that.
Yeah, so no, that was a lot of fun, and, you know, getting introduced that way. And
do you have more, Lynn? I'm just going to insert here more
mm-hmm.
of that series coming
more
out.
More Atlantis books? Yes.
Because I love Naughty Valerian.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I love him too. In fact, I did not plan to write his story. When I did, I was going to hold off on him for a while, but he really insisted. And, you know, he's, how could I say no? But, yes, I do have another Atlantis book planned. I've already turned it in. It's Lael's story, The Vampire King. And its title is The Vampire's Bride.
I just got giddy. I'm excited.
Now, I'm curious to know how it is you write so fast. How fast do you write exactly? And I've heard you have an interesting approach to it all.
Well, it takes me about 3 months to write a full-length novel, and I used to, I could do it faster, but I had no life.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of balance it out, and so what I do now is I write a chapter a day, 5 days a week, no matter how long it takes me to write that chapter. Sometimes I'll finish it in 2 hours, sometimes 14, but I get that chapter a day done. I have to save the weekend to just kind of play and refill the well, watch TV, mess with my dogs, who you might hear in the background. They are arguing over a treat.
That's okay. They might do that too.
I have three. They are English bulldogs, and I adore them.
I
they
have
get rowdy.
Three of them. Actually, right now I have six of them because we had.
Oh wow! So you have English bulldogs?
Yes, I love them.
I do too. They are just like living
story.
Teddy bears. But, okay, we got on the subject of dogs, and I cannot even remember what I was talking about.
Sorry, that was my fault.
No, that's my fault.
You two need some alone time?
Yeah, we'll show each other pictures of our doggies.
Everybody has little terriers, and nobody ever has English bulldogs. And
I know. My parents have three. My brother has three. So we are a bulldog family for sure.
And here I am with my sheepdog.
Right. You know anybody who wants some? I've got them for sale.
Yeah. They just won't quit having them over there. Every time I call, Michelle's like, geez, the big one's getting a little chubby again.
That one was an accident. That wasn't supposed to happen.
I've had that too. Oh, wait. When my youngest grows up and hears this, he's going to be like, Mom, you told the world. Okay, we were talking about how quick you write a book, how long it takes
you. Okay, yes.
And
yes.
Your process for doing it.
Yes, the chapter a day, no matter how long it takes me, 5 days a week. And so I'll usually get the rough draft done in about a month and a half, and then I'll spend the next month and a half reading over it, fixing it, adding, deleting, whatever. So
mm-hmm.
3 months, and it's done.
Now, how many books do you have done in total now and out?
I think I have 17 out. I the numbers always get jumbled in my mind, but because math is my worst subject. That's my excuse. But I think there are 17 out now, and I've turned in, I don't know how many I have turned in that haven't been published yet, but I have to write 12 more. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually
yeah, that's
kind of an
you.
Intimidating number.
Yeah. And this is all with Harlequin, right?
No, Harlequin, and I have one more Alien Huntress to turn into Pocket.
Okay. Okay. And I want to get to one of the reader questions here. They want to know what the significance of the tattoos on the covers for Lords of the Underworld are.
Well, that will actually be revealed in one of the later books.
Okay, so in other words, you can't find out now. Okay.
Because they're darn sexy?
But there is a reason for the tattoos and why the butterflies were chosen. And it's not like it's this huge thing, but I don't want to give any spoilers.
Right.
Yeah, please don't. Mandy does that to me all the time.
Oh, stop.
I think she does it to torture me, though. And then sometimes she lies about them, too, so I never know if she's telling the truth.
Well, okay, maybe I'll hint around it. How's that? That way I don't want to leave them unsatisfied. So, they're very manly men. They were elite warriors to the gods. So they are testosterone-filled, very just masculine as can be. And what is more emasculating than a butterfly?
That's
I love it.
No, she doesn't hate men at all.
No, I adore them. Really, I do.
Oh, me too.
Now, we do have a comment in the chat room for you. Hong Kong Fui would like to know how you got his images on all those books.
Oh, yes. My brother-in-law wants to know the same thing.
Yes. One lucky
sister,
I'll tell
you. The guys in your family
you.
Do the poses.
Does anyone in my family? What?
Do the guys in your family do the book cover poses?
They would like to.
Yeah.
Well, I know when mine first came out, whether they looked like the cover model or not, all the guys were like just doing the pose and hold like book cover.
Yeah, they had some mockage prepared for her.
You know, yeah, I feel bad for our men because do your husbands get the yeah, you must love it when she researches those love scenes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, people are fixated on that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really get into the mythology research and the history, you know. History.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. My husband's a very shy man. He's not a talker. Obviously, I'm the spokesperson for the group. And I take it in stride. I think it's funny. I run with it. I'm like, oh, baby, she's seen him when he was tied to this and that. And he's just turning 8 shades of red. If he could be an ostrich and bury his head somewhere, he would do it. And he can't ever, like, I don't know, he can't ever come to terms with it. So when he goes to events with me, and he's so good about going. But then he always ends up so embarrassed, turning red, and like wanting to run back to the room. It's
aww, he sounds like a sweetie.
Yeah, I
don't
know why.
I love that he goes with you, and it shows that support.
Yeah, I don't know why he subjects himself to it. I tell him all the time I'll go alone. Maybe he thinks Michelle and I will run off and Thelma and Louise. I'm not sure.
He really loves you.
Oh. He knows my sense of direction's bad.
He knows I'll get lost and I won't bother coming home. So now, let's see. I would also like to know what else you have in the works and what else you have coming out. And you hinted at a little bit that you just turned in something.
February and March, in January we're going to re-release Heart of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. I got to do a couple tweaks with it. Same with Jewel of Atlantis, which it comes out in February as a re-release. And then the Vampire's Bride is March. And then I have the sequel to Playing with Fire called Twice as Hot coming out in the summer. I have the next Alien Huntress book, which is called Seduce the Darkness, and it's taking the series in a new direction. That'll be in July. I have an anthology with Sherilyn Kenyon and Cressley Cole in July as well. Then later I'll have the fourth Lords of the Underworld book titled The Darkest Whisper, and it's Saban's story, and he's the Keeper of Doubt.
See, now I'm just getting excited again. And I also want to say, what was that about you having a life? How can you possibly have a life with all those books coming
out? I only live on the weekends.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, I am chained to a computer.
Now, let's see. Michelle, did you have any questions?
No, I'm just worshiping her from afar.
Yeah. Okay, I have to ask this one, and I know she's going to be like, oh, the heavy eye roll here. What are your top three beauty products that you must use? As I got tongue-tied there.
Don't kind of pass that off as a reader question, Mandy. That's yours.
I swear to you, this is not my question.
I absolutely love the Mary Kay moisturizers. So I have the night cream, the day cream, the intense moisturizer. I love those because it takes a lot to get me to get up and put on makeup and fix my hair. So the most that I'll do Monday through Friday is moisturizer.
See, now I do think we should throw rocks at her, Michelle. That was a good plan we had before she got on air. We were going to throw rocks at you because you're just too darn – you just have it all. You're like the triple threat.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So,
she's going to go, oi.
No, if you could see me right now – okay. If I have naturally curly hair, but it's not the pretty curls. It's very frizzy. So I have to straighten it and then recurl it. But Monday through Friday, I don't do that, and so it is just this ball of frizz on top of my head. So, yeah, don't hate me. And right now I have a couple pimples. So.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. People, she's human. Look. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, this will make you love me. I have an allergy to chocolate that when I eat it, it causes me to break out terribly.
Oh, that's just sad.
It is. Yeah, and I eat it anyway. So.
That's dedication.
That is dedication.
So, yeah.
When we have guests on, we normally we'll talk about something paranormal or ask them if they've had any paranormal experiences.
Right. We call it our hot seat. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've had some people who have psychic abilities on, who have seen spirits, and then you've got us who just have psychic envy.
Yeah. Now, Gina, do you see dead people?
You know, I wish, but no. No, I never have.
Have you ever had, like, a fascination with anything or a strong curiosity about any of these?
Well, I've always had a fascination with the paranormal, you mm-hmm. know, the possibilities, what could happen, what could be out there. But no real encounters myself.
Now, I have to admit real quick, this is off topic, I keep wanting to call you Jenna. Growing up, I had a real close girlfriend, and her name was Jenna, but it's spelled the same way as yours, but pronounced
yes, better. Yes, I get that all the time.
And it's so hard. I start to say your name, and I have to, like, stop. So I must sound like I'm, like, you know, one of those really special
people.
Well,
my husband's family calls me Gina.
Gina.
Yeah, that's where we got that for Author Talk. When Jill says, has anybody ever called you Gina? It's because my husband's family does every day.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Jenna, okay. Gina, Gina, I answer to it all.
You answer to it. Yes, I'm sorry. I know I must, like, seem like I'm stuttering every time I go to say your name. It's like, say Gina, not Jenna.
And, you know, I am so terrible with other people's names. I call them by the wrong name all the time. In fact, I have called very important people in my career by the wrong names. So I don't even correct people. It doesn't offend me in the least. It can't.
Yeah, now I have
too many times.
I'll admit to the Nick thing. One of my editors, Nick Conrad, great guy. I thought he said Patrick when he first said his name because he's kind of soft-spoken. So then I was like, oh, Patrick, you know, and I had a guy friend growing up, Pat, you know, I'm calling him Pat. And one day he's like, and Heather Osborne, who's now at Tor, she leans over to him. She's like, I think that she's calling you Patrick. And I'm like, it's not his name. His name was Nick, and he was my editor. I didn't even know his name.
I know. Don't you just get this sinking feeling in your stomach? Like,
oh,
what
my
have
God.
I done?
Yeah. And then I'm standing there like, oh, wow. Yeah, I knew that. Sorry.
You know, those kind of things just seem to happen to me. I was at RWA, Romance Writers of America National Conference one year, and this isn't a name thing. This is the goofy things that happen to me. I was waiting to meet my editor, and I was there a little early because I'm a perpetual early bird, and I went to the bathroom, and when I came out, I'm walking around. I see an empty table, so I go to sit on the chair, and I want to smooth my dress down as I sit. And as I'm smoothing, I encounter skin.
Oh,
my dress was tucked into my underwear. And no one stopped me. Those are the kind of things that happen to me.
But the pictures are on camera phones everywhere.
Probably. I would not doubt it because I probably walked around like that for about 5 minutes.
Well, increase your readership and your text rating.
Like, hey, everybody, take a look at me.
Like, so you just need to kind of paint your book cover on the back of your thigh.
Now, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. They have those thongs you can get it printed on. That'd be perfect.
Maybe don't use me as your promotional guide here.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. We wanted to also ask, I have another question here. Okay, after the first three books are released back-to-back in your Lord of the Underworld, when is the next one due to release? Do you know yet?
Right now, it's scheduled for November of 2009, but I would really love to see that released sooner. So hopefully I'll have an announcement for a sooner release date.
Do you have an address you want the readers to go ahead and campaign for you? They've been known to do it for us. Just say it.
Yeah, you can contact Harlequin and let them know that when you want the book. I'm working on it right now, and I should finish the rough draft by the end of this month.
Oh, excellent. See, now that has backfired on us. Michelle and I have made jokes about contact so-and-so, and then I'll get like a really, really angry email from people going, I've got I don't know how many things here. Like, oops.
You really need to write this book. And it was like, oh, we were trying to buy time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Gina, do you have a website where readers can go or a blog where they can find
I have
out more
several
about
places
them?
On the web where they can check me out. There's www.ginashowalter.com, and that is spelled GenaShowalter, and then www.ginashowalter.blogspot.com, and then www.lordsoftheunderworld.net.
And everybody, she is pretty religious about her blogging. She does blog almost daily, and it's funny stuff too. It's not always like, hey, this is coming out, you know, and then the back and forth that she and Joe Monroe do, that enough is good to show up with. I mean, they too
well,
just
yeah, take
Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I get more hits on Monday than any other day of the week.
Now, did you have anything else that you wanted to share, anywhere you're going to be going, like appearances and that you wanted to let them know about?
I will be at the Romance Writers of America in San Francisco in July signing books. I'll be on tour in Michigan, I believe, in September. I could be mistaken. That's always a possibility, so check my blog for updates on tours and book signings and things. Mm-hmm. I will be signing books in Oklahoma this Saturday at Second Chance Bookstore.
Now, see, I'm going to have to try to pop over to Michigan to see you. It depends on how close to Ohio you get.
Oh, yeah. It's actually going to be a bus tour, and there'll be other authors like Cressley Cole and Roxanne St. Clair, Jordan Dane. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's going to be amazing.
So the Who's Who's bus. Yeah.
It's the Who's Who's bus.
The Who's Who's bus and the heavy hitters in publishing.
I cannot wait. That's going to be just too much fun because Cressley and Roxanne are some of my dearest friends, so we're going to have fun.
And what a good sport to let herself be taped to a chair.
I know. She is one of the most amazing people that I know. She really is. She's beautiful, talented. I'm so in love with her series, Immortals After Dark, and just kind-hearted.
So,
and
hey,
witty.
Pot, when you and the kettle are done there.
Oh, thank you. That makes me happy. My husband will come home and say, why is your head so big? Why are you talking to me? Make my dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Gina is what he'll say.
Yes.
But thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you for having me. I had just the best time.
Yes, and Michelle, did you have anything that you wanted to ask before we, you know, let the poor girl out of the hot seat here?
Yeah, I know you mentioned that you're doing the bus tour thing, but what other appearances do you have coming up, if any?
I will be at BEA at the end of this month, May 29th through June 1st, and I'll be signing copies of The Darkest Night, The Darkest Kiss, and who knows what else.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. And everybody, her latest book is The Darkest Night, and that's already out. And then there'll be another release in the trilogy in June and then again in August. So this is really exciting.
July.
And then I think she has about a gazillion things coming out in the next 12 months. So, yeah, how many again?
I lose count.
A lot. That's what we're going to go with. But thank you again, Gina, for being here. See, I had to take a moment to not say Jenna. Did you hear it? Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Did you lose me?
What
did
a good sport.
Mandy?
No, I'm here.
Oh, well, I was going to say goodbye, but then I heard click, click, click,
yeah.
Click, and I was like,
oh,
great.
She ran. She
me.
Was like, I'm out of here. Click, run. You know, she was probably tapping her foot, looking at her watch, going, one of these crazy girls going to let me go.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be watching that blog where they spoof people.
We're going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, going, oi.
While they eat a bag of M&Ms to mock their way out. Wait, and then Gina will break out online. No, that won't be good. Yeah, don't do that. But no, she was a lot of fun.
Like having you here, please don't mock us. No.
And wow, Prolific does not even begin to cover her.
But anybody interested in her books, we'll give you the website again. It was GinaShowalter.com. Mm-hmm. Or, and she also, if you're interested in the Lords of the Underworld series that we were talking about today, that's Lords of the Underworld, all one word, .net.
Yes.
So you can definitely check her out there. She's got a ton of stuff coming out, and mm-hmm. the Lords of the Underworld just look like a wonderful series. Great world building.
Yeah, yeah. So and don't forget to tag us with an email talking about what your favorite book by her is or what looks the most interesting that you're excited to read, and you'll be entered to win. We're going to go ahead and purchase The Darkest Night for you from Amazon and send it directly to you as a gift. We're going to let this run for a week, so you have, you know, a week to get it into us, and then we'll start our other contest then.
And to enter, you just email your question or email your answer to that question directly to us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Just put Gina's name as the subject or contest. We'll be sure to get to it. And oh, and I should have probably announced that Leanne S. was last week's winner of the PDF file, and we will be contacting her through the through the Raven address
yes.
later to get her information from her.
Yes. I think that's it.
Well, we do have a few things to announce.
Hiding them from me, way to go.
Well, in the month of June, we will be doing a blog tour. Don't you remember? We talked about it all day yesterday.
Oh, right, right.
So be sure to check out
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. It was there, and I just wanted to hit the button.
I wish I could laugh like that. Ho, 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 ho. I sound like a deranged Santa.
I was just thinking that.
But you can be sure to check us out next month as we hop up all over the net unchecked. And if you're an author who wants to add us to your blog or wants us to add your blog to our haphazard trek through cyberspace, just email Michelle at michelle_pillow@yahoo.com, and I'll be sure to get you on our blog tour list.
Yes.
Because
and
I'm getting
everyone out there, consider this a warning. We're coming to a blog near you.
Yeah. Well, I've been getting a lot of questions. Be like, well, would you happen to consider possibly being on my blog? Well, yeah, we don't care. Well, you know, we'll go everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere that they'll let us in.
Yeah, and if they don't, we'll figure out a way to hack through. No, well, we probably should admit that publicly, huh? Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're really scared of my hacking skills.
That's true. You and the Hotmail.
Yeah, I thought HTML was pronounced Hotmail. Don't
yeah.
ask. We do have some upcoming guests our next Wednesday, with May 21st at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Beth Williamson and Christine Diabou.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, May 28th, is when Raven goes to Raven Nights, which I know a lot of people were excited about because it's more their time schedule. And that will be 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're pretty excited about the night move.
And our guest that night, is that Rihanna? Samuels?
Rihanna Samuels will be
okay.
our first night guest. And then after that, we have Lauren Dane, Ghost Walk Tours, which is like a tour company that does, like, I think New Orleans. Was that right? I don't know if it's in front of me.
Yeah. I've got nothing.
Like,
okay.
Okay, well, yeah. Wait, that's not right. I'm thinking of someone else. But they do tours of haunted places and stuff, and they're going to talk a little bit about their tours. And so you feel free to call in and ask them questions. And if you have questions for them before those shows, you can email them to us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com beforehand, and we'll be sure to ask them live on air.
Yes.
And I think that's all the announcements.
I think that's it. Wow. We are done, and we have time to spare. Now, we could sing, you know, maybe do a little haiku thing for you.
Well, I should
I
say
we'll
something,
pass.
That when we were talking to Gina, and we're not just kissing behind on
she's
this.
A really sweet person. I didn't want to say we'd met her in public because I'm sure she doesn't remember us, but we have met her, and she's a very nice person.
It's like, oh, yeah, hi.
You guys, yeah. I thought I sent some sort of fangirl among you.
I met that day. But we did want to say that she's really wonderful. But when we were talking to her, I started laughing because do you know that that guy who interviews authors, it's and he always is just like, oh,
see what I live with, people? It's always a 20-question game.
But no, he does the I can't think of his name. It's just, but I was thinking of him as we were interviewing her.
Oh, the one
like,
who does it on like PBS After Hours.
Yes, and he's
yeah.
like, oh.
The guy who's real monotone, looks like Ben Stein, yeah.
Wonderful. And, yeah, you know, he's just, We were reminding me of him.
Oh, okay. What she's saying is we totally suck. We have zero enthusiasm, but we're very impressed.
No, I just meant the way that he's just like, and you're so wonderfully talented. And poor Gina's just going, wow, I just got fangirled for an hour.
She's a good sport, though. Go love her putting up with
it. She's a great sport. And everyone, go check out her website, check out her blog, and go check out the author talk.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go watch the Crazy Cole video now, so we are actually going to end early so I can get that.
Yeah.
Because
everybody needs to watch that, and they need to email and let us know about the interpretive dance. That is hilarious. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, take care, and until next week.
Have a good week, you guys.